Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's walk the food talk with our resident food anthropologist and chef and author and journalist and writer, Anna Trepido. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Just the thought of talking about food, never mind the fact that there's not even a whiff of something edible or yummy in studio, gets me excited. You're looking ahead at Christmas and giving us some suggestions for Christmas cuisine three ways this morning, Anna. I don't think it's too early at all. I like to plan.
You know, I think that Christmases that are planned are very much more soothing, aren't they? That ones where you suddenly wake up on the 21st of December to the fact that, like, you have no food and no presents and now you have to rush out into hell.
Yeah.
That those are much worse. So, yes, I agree with you that early birds catch the worm and that we want to be those birds.
You want to be, the bird with the unruffled feathers. Stress-free,
exactly.
Calm, and enjoying the build-up to the big day. So what's in your goodie bag, Anna, when it comes to how we can prepare for Christmas celebrations?
There's a range of options. The first one, and closer to Christmas, we'll do the kind of how to make fantastic roast potatoes, kind of idiot-proof mince pies and that kind of thing. But at the moment, the first thing I would suggest is that if you're going to cook for yourself, then actually maybe some inspiration would be nice. That just doing the same old every year, part of that is lovely, and of course you want some of those tradition things. But also sometimes you just think, I am so sick of that same recipe. And on Monday, so that's the 6th of December, so people need to be, like, those early birds need to be pricking up whether, I'm not sure birds have ears, but if they, I'm sure they must have in some way. Birds, prick up your ears, because Jay Something is doing a masterclass on the 6th of December. It's an online masterclass. But what you do to join this thing is you go to the Philips Home Living SA page, because it's sponsored by Philips and their kind of fancy air fryer, which is a lovely thing, but I've double-checked, and nothing that he's making do you have to use the air fryer.
Okay,
so
lovely.
If you've got one, you're a lucky bird. If you don't, you know, an ordinary pot and an ordinary oven will do just fine. And what he is doing, it's an online masterclass between 1 and 2 on Monday, and he's doing a whole lot of sort of those sorts of lovely, relaxed Christmas in the sun, sort of Afro-Lusitanian things that actually suit us much better than, you know, those Eurocentric classics where you're stuck with, steaming your way through puddings. And, you know, you want to be with your family, looking as though you're completely coping. And he's got lovely recipes that allow you to do that, that there's a beautiful kind of Portuguese roast lamb thing with lots of garlic and bay leaves and white wine, and a very simple pastéis de nata, which I really want to know, because I've tried making pastéis de nata before, and certainly the recipes I've tried are quite complicated. So this he claims is an idiot-proof Christmas version.
You'll let us know if that's the case.
I will absolutely let you know if that's the case, because I think a delicious sort of slightly burnt custardy thing could be perfect on Christmas Day.
Mm.
And so that's inspiration number one, is you simply join the Philips Home Living SA page, and between 1 and 2, Jay Something will give you some ideas where you can have a Christmas without having the Christmas tantrum.
And I suppose, Anna, you know, obviously we know Jay, we met Jay Something through his music with his group Mikasa. He's made huge strides in the culinary world. And if I remember correctly, he's not a trained chef. So if he says it is an idiot-proof recipe, I trust that is the case, right? Obviously, he's talented in what he does, and he's done well for himself. But yeah, I'm sure we can take those words to the bank.
He's very good at that kind of, you know, cooking is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to give everybody, including the cook, pleasure.
Mm.
He kind of gets the South African environment. So, you know, he understands that this is Christmas where children are jumping in and out of swimming pools. And,
exactly.
You know, that it's not Christmas with robins and, you know, snow on the kind of bitties, you know, that this is This is a South African Christmas in a relaxed and friendly way that will taste delicious without causing you to be in floods of tears in the kitchen.
Lovely. So your second suggestion is making a booking for Christmas dinner at a restaurant. I don't believe I've ever eaten out at a restaurant on Christmas Day. Talk to me about
it's
that
amazingly
experience.
Decadent.
I feel as though I might feel guilty as the waiter is shuttling back and forth with my plates of food.
Well, but then, of course,
you can leave a huge tip, but of course, we don't all celebrate Christmas, quite frankly, right? There's that to remember as well.
Well, exactly. And I think what's lovely about eating out at Christmas is you can just say, we don't have to turn this into like the one day to make perfect, you know, that somehow all the messages that should be in Christmas, we should be practicing all year round. Mm. And, you know, that when one gets into such a kind of frantic, intense state, that somehow that's when Christmas goes horribly wrong and there's the kind of traditional Christmas fight and all of those things. So I think if you are anxious that Christmas might turn into a family feud that lasts the rest of the year, then eating out is not a bad option.
Sure.
And La Madeleine in Pretoria, who have been there forever, and they are the ultimate old school posh nosh kind of place, so you will feel very special, are doing an amazingly reasonable deal on both Christmas Eve for dinner and Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So you can have either the Christmas Eve dinner or the lunch on Christmas Day. It's 390 Rand per person.
Hmm.
I mean, you certainly can't do Christmas dinner for that at home.
Yeah,
that is obviously that's excluding wine, but you will get, you know, the chef, Daniel Lersch, the chef, he's Belgian, and this is Pretoria, so the food will taste French, but, you know, both Belgians and Pretorians like big portions. So this is French food in decent-sized portions with a much more relaxed service style than you'd find in a kind of classic French restaurant. So you absolutely could take children. You absolutely, you know, that it's not going to feel like you have to, you know, be in a suit and tie for Christmas dinner. That this is a stylish, delicious, old school Christmas in Pretoria that they have. You know, it's a table d'hote menu, so it's a set menu with choices.
Okay.
But things like tuna tartare, lamb provençal, peach melba. You know, it's really lovely, old schooly stuff. The one thing there are two warnings. The first is that there is an unfenced swimming pool.
Okay.
And the tables outside are lovely, but if you are taking younger brethren, just kind of remember that that's a source of anxiety. The second thing is that there's a note on the door, and it says, we have no Wi-Fi, so you're going to have to talk to each other the way people did when we opened in 1980. So if actually Christmas is a bit tense and you don't want to talk to each other, then La Madeleine is not for you. For everybody else, I think this is the best deal in town.
Or just switch on that mobile data.
Sure.
A table of people staring at their phones
all of stuff
on Christmas Day. What's the other option? I know Joburg have also got an option of a place to eat out on Christmas Day.
Okay. So this one is the kind of blow the bank, you've had a shit year and you really deserve a wonderful, expensive treat. The Saxon are offering the most ridiculously luxurious four-course set menu with choices on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. On Christmas Eve, without wine, it will cost you 2,200 Rand per person, so it's not cheap.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day, it's marginally more expensive, it's 2,400. But for this, you'll get to feel, you know, like a princess in a tiara. There's Wagyu beef tartare and burrata with heirloom tomatoes and, Dauphinoise potatoes for Africa and chocolate and amaretto mousse. And it could not be more luxurious. If you have the money, I think you will absolutely feel very lucky and special afterwards.
Well, yes, and I hope there's a bit of a foot rub, hand rub afterwards, just to, you know, add into all of that. But of course, the Saxon experience really does start right at the gate. You know, you pull up, you've got the security and bodyguards asking who you are, ma'am, welcome to the establishment, and you're directed where to go to, and, you know, men with, you know, earphones or what is it, earpieces, talking to each other, calling each other, calling ahead, saying so and so has arrived. So it is a whole, it's a whole big production. And if it's your first time, I'm sure you'll have lots of fun.
And it is, you genuinely, you think, okay, this is how, you know, the rich really do live very different lives, that the air is different from the moment you get into that chauffeur-driven vehicle that takes you from your car. They won't let you walk the 20 meters between where you park. And
why would you walk that winding driveway in your heels, darling? God forbid.
Well, exactly. But the air is different. You know, you think, okay, the super rich really do live, you know, this is Mount Olympus here. So, you know, if you have the money at this time of year, I think that you will get a seriously luxurious experience. You will come away thinking, I spent the day feeling, I don't know, like you're the queen of the universe.
The queen of Zamunda. So from the super rich to the Japanese, and no way being disparaging, tell us another option that one could look to for Christmas.
Well,
Christmas
I think
cuisine.
This is quite fun, and I've actually done this one year, and it was lovely. We had really good champagne and KFC, which actually is a very good combination for a range of reasons, you know, the salt and the spice and all of that. But so, you know, Japan has no ancient Christmas traditions because it's not historically a Christian country. Mm. So they don't have a whole kind of memory bank of this is how Christmas is supposed to be. But if you say to modern Japanese people, what food do you think is traditional for Christmas? A huge number of them will say, oh, KFC.
Mm. And, interesting.
And in fact, the fast food chain in Tokyo, for instance, they have a Christmas barrel, a party barrel, and you have to order it 2 months in advance. And on Christmas Eve, there are queues that stretch for miles, literally for miles, because people are collecting those pre-ordered ones. If you haven't pre-ordered, there's absolutely no chance.
Sure.
But it comes from, in the 1970s, KFC came to Japan, and there was an American Christian mission school who couldn't get a turkey, and so they ordered KFC, and some bright spark at the KFC head office in Tokyo said, well, why don't we make that the advert that here they were having KFC for Christmas? And that's kind of stuck in the popular imagination. So now Colonel Sanders and Santa are almost synonymous in people's minds, you know, that which is as it should be, you know, that Coca-Cola and Santa and the red and white and all of that
yes.
are so linked. There's no reason why Colonel Sanders shouldn't get in on the act. But so the Japanese regard KFC as traditional Christmas food, and given that they eat so magnificently healthy for the rest of the year, I don't begrudge them their party buckets of fried chicken.
And of course, you can just go ahead and steal that idea. Anna, absolutely lovely chat. Looking forward to next week's treats. I'm sure you're going to dig up something new, interesting, fascinating, and probably obscure as well. So looking forward to that. And of course, you can find Anna Trepido on Instagram. The handle there is Trepido Territory.